You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio here. Phil Williams, live from the Right Side Studios. Man, the local, the state, the national, we are covering down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said a moment ago, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to Friday, you guys. But listen, back to that first one. Mass formation psychosis. Well, let me just describe something for you here. Let me refresh a historical memory. You ready? An amazing thing happened in 1938. The power of the media and mass messaging became known for all the world to see on the evening of October 30th, 1938, here in America. Now, keep in mind, radio was it. There was no TV, no internet. You could have print newspapers and radio, which were the means by which the majority of the civilized world got their news. And if it was live reporting you wanted, if it was up-to-date, if it was breaking news kind of stuff, it came by a voice over the airwaves. Well, on that night in the late 30s, Orson Welles was trying to drive up his own listening audience, and he felt the need to sort of shake things up a bit. So taking a cue from an H.G. Wells novel of 100 years prior, Orson Welles and his staff wrote a radio-based play that sounded so real, so terrifying, that mass hysteria broke out in parts of the United States as people truly believed that the Earth was under attack by invaders from outer space. Now, this may sound like sort of ludicrous now. Maybe it's the butt of some jokes or something that would cause some of you to roll your eyes. But in 1938, people had come to trust the ability of radio to deliver messages they needed to hear. And Orson Welles mixed his broadcast with sounds of chaos, fake live reporting from the scenes of the fighting, news reports indicating the U.S. Army was engaging the enemy, quick interviews with astronomers who were confirming that multiple observatories around the world had witnessed unexplained phenomena from outside the atmosphere. Metal objects were alleged to be crashing to Earth, disgorging tentacled, leathery creatures that shot fire from strange weapons. At one point, claims were made that New York City was being evacuated. And then to cap it all off, a person that sounded remarkably like President Franklin Roosevelt began to address the nation. Here's the quote. "Citizens of the nation, I shall not try to conceal the gravity of the situation that confronts our country, nor the concern of your government in protecting the lives and prosperity of its people. We must continue the performance of our duties, each and every one of us, so that we may confront this destructive adversary with a nation united, courageous, and consecrated to the preservation of human supremacy on this earth." Well, in real life, though, it is said that all across the United States, listeners reacted. Thousands of people called radio stations, police, and newspapers. Many in the New England area were said to have loaded up their cars to flee their homes. In other areas, people were going to the churches to pray. People improvised gas masks, not knowing what was happening. It is said that there were even some who in panic had miscarriages or early births, premature births were reported. Deaths were even reported, but none confirmed. Many people were hysterical. They thought the end, literally, was near. So to say that the public was outraged when the truth became known is an understatement. There were even lawsuits. It was evidence of what some have termed mass formation psychosis. It was the mass acceptance of messaging that was designed to panic or shape behavior. But here's the thing. The collective psyche of the American public at that point was a bit fragile, right then in 1938. There's one recounting of it I found on history.com, says it this way. Here's the quote. Quote, "Fear and anxiety had become a way of life in the 1930s, and it took very little to rattle jittery Americans. The Depression had emptied their wallets, the gathering crisis in Europe threatened to ignite into a war, and just weeks earlier, the hurricane of 1938 had been roaring ashore. Plus, the Hindenburg disaster, which had been broadcast live over the airwaves just the year before, was still fresh in the country's collective psyche." Well, Orson Welles and CBS, they learned some hard lessons that night. But they are lessons, though, that need to be relearned, especially in this modern era, in a day and age when politicos and pundits and protesters have worn some portions of our society into a series of raw wounds. Over the past 2 years, y'all, we have seen BLM and Antifa loot and burn with impunity, elections, procedures, and results fall into question, inflation at 40-year levels, the debacle of the Afghanistan pullout, and lest we overlook the most egregious, injurious of all, the COVID pandemic, and its resulting power grabs and shutdowns and economic malaise. That's why last night's speech by the sitting president of the United States was one of the worst examples of fear-mongering that I have ever seen. maybe on par with Orson Welles and the War of the Worlds. As Joe Biden purposefully stood in front of an eerie, low-light, red-cast backdrop, with uniformed Marines standing behind him flanking the red-cast doorway that he had just walked out of, and odd camera angles that were often seen looking up at him as he waved his hands and angrily shouted down anyone who dared to oppose what he knows to be his truth. Using taxpayer dollars and the actual seal of his great office on the podium and the presence of our military in the background, Joe Biden abandoned every possible conflict of interest and gave a purely partisan political speech designed to foment discord and to insult anyone who disagrees with his politics. Keep in mind, he did not walk out into an impromptu setting and speak at someone else's podium. This was intentional optics. This was designed with malice aforethought by the handlers who believed that he needed to be seen as a strong man. In my opinion, though, he was seen as evil. And that's a word that I rarely use and I reserve for the most egregious character designations I can think of. Well, last night, in an effort to be seen as the man, Joe Biden came across as an evil individual being spirited along by dangerous winds. As he railed that anyone who supports President Trump and what he calls the MAGA agenda is to be considered dangerous and an actual threat to our democracy, a threat to our very way of life, apparently. As he gave this well-rehearsed, well-orchestrated rebuke and openly threatened over 71 million people who are not on the record as having voted for him, Joe Biden abandoned his self-proclaimed moniker of Uniter-in-Chief. He became, by his own volition, the Alarmist-in-Chief, intent on not just dividing our society, but of fracturing it under penalty of persecution from the office of the presidency and every asset available to him in the government. But I'll be honest with you. I ain't buying it. I am not packing the car, grabbing the dog, and heading for the hills. There's an alternative message that we will not be divided, and we will not be cowed down, and we will not be silent, and that there actually are more of us than there are of them, and no more mass formation psychosis, thank you very much. So see the truth, my friends, and walk in it. Keep your heads on a swivel, but keep your emotions clear. And I'll tell you what, someone needs to fire whoever it was in the White House that thought last night was a good idea. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, yeah, if you didn't see it, it doesn't take much. You can go online right now. Just Google Biden red background images. They're everywhere. I mean, literally, I've got one quote here in a minute that says it looked like something that communist Russia and Nazi Germany had a baby and made that speech last night. That's how bad it was. Oh, but it was a great idea when they put it together. Gonna be the tough guy. Gonna talk down those MAGA Republicans. Those people who are like deniers of the election. They're threats to our democracy. Because you're not allowed to dissent. Well, I got news. We dissent all day long when they violate civil liberties. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. There's a lot more of that where that came from.